Many other English writing style guides also allow and at the start of sentences, but offer another reason. They suggest that these sentences can be used for dramatic or forceful effect, but again, not to use too many of them. Using the word and at the start of sentences is not modern nor slang. It was used in the old, formal, and much respected Anglo-Saxon chronicle. All of these are examples of proper, loose sentences. They are connected to the sentence before them by their first word. And, A.D. 473. This year, Hengist and Esks fought with the Welsh and took immense booty. And the Welsh fled from the English like fire. So, A.D. 1075. Some were punished with blindness, some were driven from the land, and some were towed to Scandinavia. So were the traitors of King William subdued. But, A.D. 860. In his days came a large naval force up into the country and stormed Winchester. But Alderman Osric fought against the enemy, and putting them to flight, made themselves masters of the field of battle. The well-respected British National Corpus, which is a large, ordered, and scientific sampling of British English, shows that the words and, so, and but are commonly used at the start of sentences.